I don't think the U.S. is comfortable at all, because what we're looking at in this particular case is a country that has a divergent series of national interests from the United States. And, you know, the United States' interest right now is to finish the job in Afghanistan and to, as quickly as possible, pull the troops out. But the big assumption there is that Afghanistan is going to be stable, that it's going to be a place in which we can actually be reasonably certain that no other terrorist organization will gain a foothold that will allow them then to attack the U.S. homeland or the homelands of our allies.
Colonel Layton, can the U.S. expect Pakistan to be a partner in this?
The problem that we're dealing with there, Steve, is that these people are working at times at cross purposes, and by that I mean the various agencies within the Pakistani government, with particular attention to the ISI, the Inter-Services Intelligence Agency that is so powerful in Pakistan. There are ties between Pakistan and the ISI specifically and the Haqqani network.
Do we have proof that there is a connection between the ISI and Haqqani?
There is. The military has asserted, even in public releases, that there is a connection between the ISI and Haqqani, and that's a significant step to take, because normally those kinds of assertions are not made in public. The way in which the U.S. is dealing with this whole situation also indicates that there is a great deal of suspicion as to how much the Pakistani government knows about the Haqqani network, how involved they are, and how much support they're giving to the Haqqani network.
Why is there a relationship to begin with?
Well, basically it goes to the strategic aspect of it in terms of how Pakistan views its national interest. They believe it is important for Afghanistan to be divided, to be somewhat destabilized. And in order to achieve that, the degree of destabilization that they think they need in order to maintain a presence on their borders, they want to make sure that that there is a degree of ferment in Afghanistan. And one way to assure that ferment is to have elements like the Haqqani network working in such a way that they destabilize the Afghan central government currently led by Hamid Karzai. And when that, in this particular situation, what we're looking at is a case where the Haqqani network is using logistical support from the ISI and other elements of the Pakistani government, and using it in concert with the Taliban and al-Qaeda elements to destabilize the Afghan government. And that is of grave concern to us because, of course, as I said earlier, we're very interested in making sure that the Afghan government is stable enough to assume responsibility from the U.S. and from NATO and ISAF to take over security for their country. And with the Haqqani network being active the way it is, that makes that a degree of stability that we would like in Afghanistan much harder to attain.
Then, from your point of view, is the prognosis good or bad for the relationship between the U.S. and Pakistan?
Well, it depends on a variety of things. There was a glimmer of hope earlier in this month where the Pakistanis did provide some support in the takedown of some of the other terror leaders from al-Qaeda. However, with the assassination of the former Afghan president Rabbani, it is, and if that can be proven to go back to the Haqqani network, that will cause a significant rupture in relations between Pakistan and the U.S. They'll still be working together, but it will be that much harder, and the level of trust will go down even further, and that will complicate matters as we try to extricate ourselves from Afghanistan and we try to give control of that country over to its central government.